joined here outside the valley, just before the march for today's Red, White and Black Day by Tracy Ewan and by Cole Leeburn. Tracy, I'll start with you. You've got some big plans today.
Absolutely. So excited. Can't wait. We spent 5 months planning this now. Worked with Michael and Vicky from the Trust and pulled it all together. And today's the kind of culmination of the whole seminars that we've done, and really looking forward to it.
Starting off with a big march today from the station down to the ground as well.
Yeah, so we've got a parade, approximately 500 children. We've got a steel band. And it's all just basically celebrating that we're all together. And that's what our whole premise of the whole event is that we are all together. It doesn't matter what you look like. And no doubt, any difference, we are all standing together on this.
Carl, it's the 25th anniversary of Red, White and Black Day today. I mean, you were playing back in the dark ages, perhaps. Have you seen so much progress over the years?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, in my day, you would get that sort of racial abuse at times, especially in the northern parts of the country. But, you know, it's definitely improved. You know, part of the job that I do now involves going to different clubs. So, and you do see the difference, and it's because of things like this red, black and white day. Red, white and black day. I should say. It's because of drives like this, and, you know, kick it out, do several stuff over the year. And it's just about reiterating and repeating these drives, because we can never get complacent.
Jake, just before the Red, White and Black Day march down towards the valley, a special event today.
Yeah, obviously it's the 25th anniversary, and you know, it's amazing the numbers that have turned up for it. I think it's brilliant that the club have done something like this, and obviously all the children that have taken part in making the banners. Should be a good day.
Michael Bennett, former Charlton player and now part of the PFA. You're here today for the 25th anniversary of CARE. What sort of good do you think this sort of stuff can do?
Well, I think it's important that we showcase the equality side of things and what football does. I don't think it gets enough credit for what we do in football. I think Charlton being my old club, and they're very much stemmed in this diversity equality stuff. And me just being there, just putting support behind it with the PFA.
Jason, 25th anniversary of CARE today, the Red, White and Black Day. Just before the march down to the valley, how proud do you feel seeing all these people who've come out to support the event?
No, I think first and foremost, you just got to sort of say thanks to all the guys in the Community Trust and everyone who's worked hard over these 25 years for it to be still continuing, still getting the support from not just football fans, but just from people in general. So I think that's where we have to look at all of this. We've embraced equality, diversity. It is not just a football thing, it's a society thing. So it's just good to see that it's not just a football environment or football world that's got involved in it.
The voice of football is very, very powerful. It's going to influence a lot of children. You know, coming into the football game, you might not know it at the time, but as I played it, you see more and more how you can influence children. You know, I've got children myself now. I've got a son that plays football. And I remember taking him to his tournaments and so forth, and just seeing the kids mimic some of the things that would happen on games on a Saturday. So it's you know, very football's very influential to the kids.
I think as soon as I come here, you sort of get the vibe of a club, and you know, it's really friendly, and like you said, it is a community club, and you know, we obviously love playing in front of fans, and that's why we do it, to you know, to it's an entertainment business, and we want to entertain fans, but also when we can do the other side of things, it's great for them too. So they can obviously meet the players, and obviously doing things for the kids as well, because they're going to be future fans of Charlton.
And Charlton have always been at the forefront of this sort of stuff, like I said, 25th anniversary, and you played here at Charlton. Have you always got the sense that this is sort of a special sort of club like that?
Oh, this is home. The reason why I signed in the first place, because of the home environment, and that's the that encouraged me to come and play, and that encouraged me to kind of progress as a footballer, because I had that support from my home kind of background. So being here today and seeing this doesn't surprise me. It's always been in the grain of Charlton.
Obviously, I'm one supporting the wife on this drive, but it's obviously a great cause, and for something like this, you know, you can't but come out. You know, the only way you're going to beat these things is together. That's I've always known Charlton to be at the forefront of doing these types of things and trying to drill the message home.
Do you think in the time since your playing days and as your career progressed and now you're coaching, that you've seen strides in this field?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people look and think that some things haven't been done, but sometimes it is the smaller things is a change, regardless of how big or how small people think of it. But I said it's days like today, and said 25 years in terms of it's still going, and will we get to the point where it's not an issue or not to talk about? We don't know, but we have to keep doing events like this and making it aware to everyone in communities that what the way forward is and how we should all be trying to get along with each other.
You have Kick It Out, you have Show Racing the Red Card. There are two main organisations that we support in regards to this stuff. Massive strides, but there's still massive strides to make. And on days like this, we just amplify and showcase where have we come and where we are now.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a big part of what Charlton Athletics about. It's always been a community club, a family club, and regardless of what happens on the field or off of it, we've got to keep showing that what we do with the community and keep liaising and working with them and trying to make strides forwards.
It's great. These are the future. We need to make sure these young individuals are aware of the diversity and qualities that's important, and if we can get this in them as a younger age, they'll be the future moving forward. So this is a great day and I'm glad to be part of it.